This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
These are real life.
Big Brother, can you spare a billion?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. Part of the fallout from the financial crisis is this notion that help is needed in many sectors of the economy. And it seems like everyone is lining up at the trough for their share. The Treasury Secretary Paulson, along with Fed Chair Bernanke, are defending the $700 billion bailout package passed by Congress last summer. And they say the money should be directed to wherever there are financial system cracks for the coming months and even years.
The prudent course at this time is to conserve the remaining funds available from the TARP, providing flexibility for this and the next administration.
Paulson also voiced his opposition to helping out the car industry. Automakers are on Capitol Hill for a hearing later to talk about the need for at least $25 billion to avert a financial blowout for the big three. GM sold its stake in Isuzu yesterday. Today, Ford says it will sell Suzuki, I should say, yesterday. Today, Ford says it will sell a big chunk of its stake in Mazda. Even the transit industry, which comprises buses and subway or train systems, is seeking a couple billion dollars more to shore up its rickety finance in the coming months. Yesterday was a big sell-off, but the pendulum hath swung the other direction this morning. The Dow is up 133 points, about 1.5% so far this morning. And 133 this morning. The NASDAQ is up 5 and the S&P 500 up 9 so far. European markets up today. The FTSE, the big winner there. Asian markets fell sharply. The Chinese index lost more than 6% of its value. And the producer price index fell a record 2.8% in October as energy prices dropped. That's the biggest one-month decline on record. That goes back 60 years. The Small Business Administration is making the case for free trade today. It is holding a symposium on international trade. The group is trying to get Congress to pass free trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
The Small Business Administration says exports could help entrepreneurs survive the current economic downturn. There's just one catch.
The downturn in the United States has spread to much of the middle-income and developing world.
Susan Aronson teaches business at George Washington University. She says some highly specialized small businesses may still be able to profit from exports. Karen Saltis has. She and her husband own Quality Defense Spares. They make replacement parts for cars, trucks, and military vehicles. Saltis says her biggest challenge has been funding for overseas deals.
You finally get that business and then you don't have the financing to pay for it, then you're out of business.
Saltis says she solved that problem through Small Business Administration loans. The free trade agreements would help the company streamline paperwork, but Saltis isn't holding her breath. Their fate is uncertain in the lame duck Congress, and President-elect Obama has reservations about them. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. By Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community. and by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Looks like everyone wants a piece of the U.S. financial bailout action, even companies overseas. A Dutch insurance company, Aegon, is looking to make itself eligible by buying American and selling its American sales. From the European desk in London, here's Stephen Beard.
Aegon has applied to join the TARP bailout program. If successful, it could receive more than $1 billion of American taxpayers' cash. The Dutch company owns the U.S. life insurer Transamerica. But the insurance company needs to be federally regulated to qualify for any bailout funds. To gain that federal status, Aegon is exploring the possibility of buying a small American savings and loan firm. Aegon's spokesman is Greg Tucker.
What we've done is try to maintain a place at the table while we look at this TARP program and understand, number one, if we would be eligible, and number two, under what terms.
Aegon has just received $3.8 billion worth of Dutch taxpayers' cash. The company points out that it generates three-quarters of its profits in the U.S., and if it succeeds in getting any U.S. bailout funds, the money will be spent in America. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
It seems like by the day, investor fears over the economic slowdown are deepening. As part of our occasional series, What's the Fix?, we turn to an animal behavioralist. Yes, you heard right. Just go with me on this one. Richard Conniff gives his take on how the natural world would respond to a bear market.
Let's take a herd of elk at Yellowstone National Park, for example. They really know what it means to have a bear threaten their security. So when they're out grazing, somebody's always popping his head up and keeping an eye out. It's an early warning system. When all the elk start to turn and stare in the same direction, it generally means there's a grizzly bear out there. So what's that got to do with the stock market? A couple of lessons from the natural world can help. First, when a herd panics, animals just get trampled and become food for the bear. We need to calm down and look out for each other. And we need real leaders to help. In the wild, strong animals sometimes walk straight toward the bear as if to say, "I see you and you don't scare me." At Yellowstone, I've also seen mother elk band together and run interference to protect fawns from a charging bear. That's kind of what Warren Buffett's been up to lately. But now we need other big money types to get into the market with everything they've got and show some nerve defending the system that made them rich. It's a chance for the Golden Parachute Gang to redeem themselves. If you're a CEO taking a federal bailout, do your job for $1 a year and be an American hero. I saw forest fire ravage Yellowstone in 1988, and it looked like the end of the world then, too. But when I went back a few years later, the blackened areas were flourishing with new growth. The same thing happens when financial markets go up in flames. Buck up your courage, buy some stock, and the grass can be green again for us, too.
Richard Conniff is a behavioralist and author of the book Natural History of the Rich. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being here. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.